Can you explain the relationship between the Through Women's Eyes Festival and the United Nations?
Sure. Through Women's Eyes is a strictly volunteer film festival. All of the funds that we raise through ticket sales are 100% donated to the U.S. National Committee of UN Women, which in turn supports the activities of UN Women around the world, whose primary mission is gender equity and the prevention of violence against women around the world.
What's the benefit to Sarasota of having the film festival?
With respect to the community, although we're an international film festival and received submissions from over 30 countries, we always try to bring in a local connection. For example, we have a film about domestic violence, so we will have someone representing one of the local support organizations at our screening to be able to talk about resources that are available locally or regionally. So we try to deal with global issues but bring them local to our community.
Anything else?
All of the hotels and other resources around the Regal Hollywood 20 are full to capacity, and it generates a lot of income over for the Sarasota Film Festival, a 10-day period to come in and see all the great films that are offered by both festivals.
That's a lot of popcorn.
That's a lot of popcorn, absolutely.
Do you have a favorite film?
One of the films that I loved to see, because it was not a story that I knew, was a film that's called The Founders, about the founding of the Ladies Professional Golf Association back in 1950 by 13 women. And they were able to spend 2 or 3 years interviewing and following around 4 of the 13 founders who are still alive. And it's not only a story of that type of an organization in the environment of the late 40s, early 50s, but some internal squabbles and issues among the members. Just an amazing story. One other film I'll mention very quickly as well, The Sunrise Storyteller. And this is a film by Kasia Slavner, who now is 18 years old. When she made the film, she was 16 years old. And with the help of her mom, who gave her permission to leave school for 6 months, she traveled around the world and interviewed many people and organizations who had made an incredible difference in a variety of different ways throughout their lives. And I don't know about you, Lisa, but I know when I was 18 years old, I was not doing things like going out with a camera and being a filmmaker and a wonderful photographer. This is so inspiring and encouraging that there are young people in the world that just grab the bull by the horns and take off and do these wonderful things.
That is super. Mm-hmm. Well, Anne Fries, Artistic Director of the Through Women's Eyes International Film Festival, thank you.
You are entirely welcome. My pleasure to be here.